Log Talk Radio.
You make me feel alive.
Welcome back into the Eclectic Room for another exciting episode of The Point. We are so glad that you've taken out some time in your late evening to be here with us. We want to thank La Vie for that wonderful song, Alive. I tell you all, every week, go and buy it. It is on iTunes. It is called Alive by La Vie. Go ahead and hit iTunes up. You can also get it on Google Play. Also, go ahead and subscribe to her YouTube channel, La Vie. She has some new music out. She has a new hot Caribbean sound by the name of Queen. You may want to go ahead and purchase that while you're in iTunes or Google Play. And let's support our girl. Wonderful singer, wonderful artist, and we love her. Thank you, La Vie, for hooking us up with Alive. So we're back in the ER, yeah?
Yes.
And as you probably hear, there's only two of us in here tonight. Well, three, but our girl Darlene is out excursions and dinnering and honoring her husband for his birthday. Happy birthday, Big B.
Happy birthday.
You listen back at this recording. Happy birthday. Hope that you are having an awesome time. And my friend, we miss you, but we know when duty calls, you got to go. So Darlene won't be in the ER with us tonight, not unless she sneaks up in here and surprises us. But as far as we know, she won't be joining us tonight. So Wendy and I are going to be holding down the couch in the ER, right?
Yes.
But our friend Robert has come back to join us tonight. So we do have a third voice. Robert, you want to holler at the people?
Hello, people.
You say hello, people. So we have anything in the know? What's in the know? What's going on?
The Olympics.
The Olympics.
Yay.
Yeah.
Let's go, USA.
How many people really watch it?
A lot.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I mean, I like them and I watch them. I'm just, you know. You watch them, Robert?
No, I haven't been watching
them. You are not honoring your country. I know. I've thought about something. You know, I guess the Pokemon craze has kind of died down.
Yes.
You know, had you heard about that, Robert?
My sister Rachel might got shot again.
Again?
Yeah. I forgot where it was.
Really?
In my yard, they shot him.
Oh, poor soul. Chasing Pokemon.
So they got shot?
Because they were trespassing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Y'all better chase Jesus. I'm chasing after you. Chase Jesus, not Pokemon. But anyways, I just thought that was very interesting. I said they're not talking about it as much as they were. Isn't that funny how we go through different trends and phases, and one thing is hot one minute and then the next minute it is totally gone. So that was the whole Pokemon craze. But tonight's topic, let's get into some juicy conversation, Wendy and Robert. Tonight we're going to be talking about, am I an example or an embarrassment? Speaking of the roles of women, the role of women, the role that we should be playing in our younger generation's lives, especially as Black women, you know, and not like us, like we said before, we're not racially driven. But it is important for us to kind of target certain areas within our own community sometimes just to empower ourselves, you know. And I think this topic kind of came from, you know, being on social media, seeing different things that are going on with our women, the fights, the way we're disciplining our children, the way we talk to authority, the way we're showing our behinds. I mean, it just, there's so much going on, and I'm thinking, man, as believers, you know, our role, we're supposed to be examples to our younger women. We're supposed to be teaching them and showing them. And if this is our way of teaching and showing, what are we creating for the next generation? Mm-hmm. You know, what's coming next? Because the word says that things get worse. They get wickeder and they get wiser, right? Mm-hmm. So that means that things, they're getting smarter, but they're getting worse at the same time.
Yep.
And we have to be mindful of what kind of examples that we're setting. This is why it says train up a child in the way that they should go. And when mm-hmm. they're old, they won't depart from that training. They won't depart from how, from the examples that they had in their lives. So, you know, we wanted to just kind of chat about it a little bit because I was disturbed. I saw this one thing with this lady. It was on Facebook, and she saw her daughter. Obviously, there was a viral video went out of her daughter having sex, and I think the girl had to be 13 or 14. Yes, as parents, you're going to try to, you know, you may lose it. And I'm not in that situation, so I'm not judging how she felt. However, you know, the video goes to show she was videoing disciplining her. But the way she was doing it, man, mm-hmm. she was like almost like a street fighter. Like, you know, she was going up on her like what? And punching mm-hmm. her in her chest, punching her in her arm. She didn't hit her in her, I don't remember her hitting in her face, but just the whole aggressive nature of that whole thing. And I'm like, whoa, what kind of example is that? And she was calling her a hoe and, you know, and things like that. And I'm like, wait, we're the example, we're the parent, we're the mother, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying she didn't need to be disciplined. She definitely needs to be disciplined.
But
even if she was videoed, it should have been an example of discipline. You understand what I'm saying? And the example that was given was exactly what we see on reality TV, is exactly what we're seeing in the street.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, and this is, which are just fights.
Yeah,
you know what I'm thinking? Yep. That's not the way. We should never, ever discipline when we are angry. Our discipline is supposed to be to correct, not to get back at them, or because I'm so mad, I'm frustrated, you know, I just want to hit you. No, it should be to bring correction so that our children or our daughters won't go that way again. And I said somebody, the person who posted it, they said that, and they also have read accounts where the girl had tried to commit suicide after that.
Oh no.
And so I'm thinking, whoa, you know, we have to be mindful, you know, of how we're dealing with our young ladies, you know, because that's the key. We want them to become young ladies. We want them to become ladies. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that word ladies carry as much weight as it used to back in, you know.
It doesn't, because they start calling themselves something else now in that hip hop generation or whatever.
The B word.
Yeah, so now they're bees.
That's ridiculous.
And bees don't act like ladies. You know what I'm saying? So
but
instead of being a lady, you got to be a bee.
But when did that become the hip name? Hey, bee, what's up, bee?
You know, they even call each other, you know, the WH word.
Yeah. Mm. And it's supposed to be positive.
Yeah, I'm like,
what is going on?
How did that turn out to be positive?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, so, and it all, like you said, a lot of this, not all, but a lot of it comes from what we're watching now
mm-hmm.
on television. They've made it to be glamorous.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is the glamorous part of being a woman, a black woman, really.
Yeah.
You know, a black woman. This is the glamorous part of it. And this is how you're supposed to act and conduct yourselves in society now.
Yeah. That,
you know, that,
that means you're strong.
Yeah, you
it's
got your
stuff.
Yeah, you the stuff, and you know.
Why do we want people to be intimidated by us? I mean, because it's really an intimidation factor. You know what I'm saying? When we have to be boisterous and so upfront and in your face, and we take pride in that. Like, you know, nobody's going to talk to me any kind of way, and nobody, step up to me if you want to, and all of these things, those are boisterous statements, and that's a boisterous posture that breeds or fosters intimidation. Like, mm-hmm. why are we trying to be intimidating? A lady never ever has to flex like that. You know what I'm saying? We just be ladies,
mm-hmm.
you know, and be the example of what a lady really is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's teach our young women how to respect men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we don't. They don't.
They don't.
They really don't. And, you know, they look at our ancestors like they were punks, you know, like, you know, she did that, but I'm not doing all that.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? I'm not trying to place roles on genders. I'm just saying as a lady carries a level of respect that respects men, mm-hmm. that respects authority, that respects themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad that, you know, we're living in a time, not just this generation that's here now, but
right.
even our generation
mm-hmm.
where, you know, I saw another thing on Facebook
mm-hmm.
of these two ladies literally scrapping in the street. So
mm-hmm.
bad that one lady, her dress was up and she had on a thong. So her butt is out. You thought she cared? Like
mm-hmm.
they were in the street, cars are blowing. Do you think they cared?
Yep.
And here's the sad part.
Uh-huh.
There were people around them, especially men, that were just kind of standing off like, leave them, let them fight. And I'm thinking they had no respect for themselves, which
mm-hmm.
caused those men to not have any respect for them either.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Men don't have respect for them when they act that way. Actually, men have more respect for those that act like ladies, you know. But unless you want to attract the same kind of men that are watching the same type of
stuff.
Social media
yeah.
stuff or...
Mm-hmm.
Or, think, you know, shows, of
yeah.
course, the quote-unquote thug, you got to be thugged out now, you know, so the girls want the thugged out looking guys,
yeah,
you know, to talk to them any kind of way,
yeah,
and call them that to make them, I guess, I have no clue.
I don't know.
I don't quite understand.
But at the end of the day, as thug as he is, he's going to end up marrying
right.
a lady.
Exactly, because he actually...
Not what he hang out with,
right.
Not what he's touring every day. Not what he's called him to be. He's going to end up marrying.
Yeah, he don't want to marry that.
He does, yeah, that's true.
Because that's not marrying.
A gentleman doesn't want to marry that.
That's the layup, screw up, talk about.
Yeah.
Well, I want peace, I come get it.
Yeah.
That's it. But when he get ready to get married, I don't care how stuck he is, when he get ready to get married and get ready to settle, he's going for it.
Right, exactly.
That act like a lady.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that as women, we have to make sure that we are not... appearing to be something that, you know, that's not attractive as far as the way we respond, the way we react, you know, how we deal with people. You know, I just look at the cultures, right?
Right.
And unfortunately, the black culture
mm-hmm.
is not, how do I say this? As black women, I think, and listen, this is not generalizing, I'm not making it a stereotype, that's
mm-hmm.
what I'm trying to say, because I don't want people getting like, what is she talking about? But I believe that as a culture, we're so strong-headed that it's very hard for us to see that a lot of our posture, a lot of our behavior, a lot of our reactions and responses are really on the negative side. Because other cultures they're not as rough. Is
right.
that a good word?
Yeah.
They're not
right.
as rough as we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's funny when I hear certain black women get bothered that our black men are going to other cultures for wives.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I wonder why.
Well, I work with the other culture and the
yeah, you work with another culture.
Hispanic. And a lot of the older
like
girls that I talk to are like, if they in a relationship, they in a relationship with one man. And they are in a relationship with somebody who's going to enhance them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'm calling you a B. If they're not enhancing them, they're not going to mess with them.
Mm-hmm.
And when it goes, and I talk to someone, when it goes south, they're walking.
Mm-hmm.
It's not they're going to sit there and just take it, they're going to walk. So, yeah, there's a whole lot of this. I've watched it. It's so different.
Wow. Look, this is this. I want to read this scripture in Titus.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Titus 2, 3 through 5. Yep. In God's Word translation. And it says, tell older women to live their lives in a way that shows they are dedicated to God. Let's just stop there for a second. That is so lost.
Mm-hmm. That's so gone.
It says, tell older women to live their lives in a way that shows they are dedicated to God.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about believers. We're talking about black women that believe in God. What the heck? When? How are our lives showing that we are dedicated to God? If we're cussing out everybody, we're mean to everybody, we're rude, we're disrespectful, mm-hmm. we don't respect our men, we don't respect authority, we don't respect each other. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So Titus, he's telling all this stuff. He says, tell them not to be gossips.
Yeah.
Or addicted to alcohol. We could stop there for a second, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bunch of gossiping and addicted to alcohol. You know that alcohol alters behavior, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why, as believers, and listen, I have nothing against believers. You want your wine. You want your, you know, you do what you do. I'm not a judge.
Mm-hmm.
But when you become addicted or when it gets to the point where that is controlling you, and your behavior,
mm-hmm.
that is not showing that you are dedicated to God. Therefore, we're at that point, we're not being a good example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it says, but to be examples of virtue.
What's virtue?
Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm.
that what is virtue? It's, you're having moral uprightness, mm-hmm. moral standards, mm-hmm. character, right? It says, in this way, they will teach young women to show love to their husbands and children, to use good judgment, and mm-hmm. to be morally pure. So I thought about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, so if we do our part as strong, godly women, then a lot of this stuff that our young women are dealing with, they really wouldn't have to deal with it because we are being the example. Mm-hmm. Now, being an example doesn't mean you're just talking about it.
Right. You got to live
it. You got to live it.
They have to see it.
Yes.
They have to see it. And what they're seeing is something they don't want to be hypocritical. Most of them don't want to be hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
Most young, they'll tell you, look, I'm not going to do that. And then I see you doing this, but yet you telling me to do this. I'd just rather be out there.
Yeah, I'm going to be real. I'm going to keep it real.
I'm going to keep it real and just
be real with
this.
Keep it 100.
Right. So that's why it's very important now for us to definitely be more of a godly example.
And stop being so embarrassing
and stop being so hypocritical.
Come on.
Saying one thing, but yet you go out there and do something totally different.
That's good.
You know, so we got to stop that because we're sending mixed signals. And then they look at these reality shows, they're keeping it real. They figure, hey, they're keeping it real. They rather people to keep it real. That's somebody to say, you know, to be
hypocritical.
That's
what influences them.
Right. The people that are keeping it real are the ones that are influencing them. So we got to learn how to keep it real in the real truth way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Keep it real in truth.
Keep it real in truth.
That's good.
You know, not keeping it real So, yeah.
Okay, let me finish reading this scripture. It says, also, tell them, talk about the older women,
mm-hmm.
to teach young women to be homemakers. The car's crashing.
Homemakers?
What the heck is a homemaker?
We need another version.
We need another version. These women don't know how to be any homemakers.
No.
What is a homemaker?
We're not trying to sew, cook, and bake. No, thank you.
That's a homemaker.
I know. A homemaker is just that, a woman that knows how to keep her home.
Yeah.
That includes your home, that includes your husband, that includes your children, your family. But how can we teach them if we're not doing it?
Right.
How can we be an example if we're telling our own husband and things like that what we're not going to do?
Mm-hmm.
See, because what we're not going to do is, you know. And what you're not going to do is tell mm-hmm. me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what kind of example is that teaching our children, our young ladies, because we're really focusing on the women and our daughters or girls. you know, I try to be such a strong example to my daughter. So even I'm a very strong person by nature, my personality, I'm very strong. Listen, I've had to go through some stuff to even submit properly, right? But, and thank God my daughter wasn't born yet when I was going through those hard knocks.
Mm-hmm.
But since she's been born, my example to her is to be respectful, because, you know, sometimes she get a little out of control with her dad because she's spoiled by him. So she just say what she wants. And I'm like, I said, don't talk to your father like that. You don't speak. I'm just playing. No, no. Don't play with your father like that. You know, you respect, you honor, you don't, you know, and she sees me do the same thing to him, you know, just respecting. There she looking at me. She knows I said, don't, you know, watch your mouth. Who are you talking to? You know, and I try to be that example to her. You know, I try to be that example where I'm showing a balance of affection. I'm showing a balance of communication. I try to keep my home clean. I try to keep myself on a schedule. You know, I wash every week on the same day around the same time. And I'm not saying, look, I'm not throwing shade if you don't do that. But you'll never come in my house and find dirty clothes running all over and, ooh, I don't have any clean underwear. I don't have a clean bra. No, because there is a – I teach her by example. I live a systematic life so that she can start fostering one for her own life as she's becoming a young adult.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not cussing and fussing and drinking and partying and out to 5 a.m. And, you know, I try to be the best example, the best godly example. She hears me pray. She sees me read. She sees me worship. You know, I'll even tell her at times, Megan, you need to pray. You know, you haven't been in your word. You know, just being that godly. I'm not going to tell her something I'm not doing, though.
Right.
Because, you know, my personality, I'm a realist also. And I'd be like, y'all just pray for me, you know, because I'm just not doing it. But I understand that I'm supposed to be teaching, and not just my daughter, but every woman that I in my sphere of influence, every woman, every female in my sphere of influence. I tell people all the time, they're like, I don't know how you do it. Look, all I can do is just try to live this life. You know, I can't form your life, but I can try to be the best example that I can be. Could you imagine, you know, I'm telling all these women, you know, you shouldn't do this. And then they see me out there twerking and cussing with my drink in my hand, and you know, I'm just looking like I don't know Jesus.
Yep.
I'm not even talking about as a pastor, because that puts me at a whole nother level in people's eyes. You know, I could be doing the simplest of things. They're looking like, but you're a pastor. I'm like, but come on, I'm a human. I'm still being a good example, you know?
Right.
But this other, I'm like, come on, we have to do better. Black women, we have to do better. Our daughters are becoming something that we're creating.
Right.
And we're creating it by our example, right?
Mm-hmm.
And listen, we can be unique. We can be ourselves. But like you said earlier, we have to be in truth.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever needs to be changed in our lives so that we can represent this truth, we need to let it change so that we can affect or influence, you know, the next generation in a positive manner. I don't want God looking at me like, you were a bad example. You didn't teach them anything good.
And we all have to be examples, not just, I don't have any daughters, but I do
have nieces. And you have
and I have
and everybody
people.
At the church call you auntie.
Exactly.
So you got a whole bunch of nieces.
Right, so and I work at a school, so I have to still be an example.
Yeah,
you know, to these young ladies. I like dealing with younger kids because I like to try to give them a great impression.
Mm-hmm.
So when they do get older, at least they would have had some type of foundation, even if they stray from it. They maybe remember what Miss Smith said back in elementary school.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, we all still, just because of children, I ain't got no daughter, but you still, I mean, excuse me, I don't have a daughter.
No, we say it the way you said it
okay.
The first time.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. I don't normally talk like that. But anyways.
She has a justified her.
Yeah. But anyways, so, but we still have to be an example if you have a daughter or not. And that's and even with their behavior.
Yeah.
Because we think when they're little, it's cute.
Come on. Go there.
But it's not
go
cute.
Go there.
We have to start checking them when they're little, like babies.
Mm-hmm.
If they're starting to do certain things,
rolling their little necks, and
then that needs to be, you know, checked immediately.
That's
because
not...
they trust me. I said they come to school and think they can roll their eyes and roll their neck at an adult, and I'm like, no.
But that's the examples they've.
But
been
that's
getting.
What they've been getting at home.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they come and think that's how we do it.
No.
I'm like, well, no, baby, you keep that at home. But we're going to learn something new.
Because
you know,
they're impressionable.
Right, and thank God they are impressed.
They're pliable, yeah.
And they're impressed by outside people like teachers.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't know what it is, but they see a teacher in the store.
Oh,
my God, look at, what are you doing here?
Potent.
You know,
yeah.
But it's really funny. But so that's why I try to be, you know, an example, even though I don't have any daughters per se, but I like to still be an example.
Question.
Yeah.
So what can we do for the young ladies who do not have that example?
The village around these young ladies should be an example. Even if they don't have it at home,
mm-hmm.
You know, they should have it in school. And if all of the women if we're all doing our part to be examples, every place these young girls would, you know,
mm-hmm.
venture
frequent,
or
yeah.
frequent, they're going to have an impression put upon them by what they see. The sad part about it is when we have young ladies that don't have that example at home, you know, they don't have the immediate, you know,
mm-hmm.
connection with someone that can be a positive example, they tend to just kind of hang around. That becomes the environment. And they unfortunately don't get a chance to get outside of that box. You know, you work in a school where you deal with a lot of stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot,
mm-hmm.
of, lot of different types of
right.
people and different classes of people.
Yes.
And so a lot of these kids, sometimes the only representation they have is at school.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the only example they're going to see is when mm-hmm. they cross the threshold of that school. And if the instructors and the administration are acting ghetto, ratchet, and what is that child going to do? It's just going to empower
yep.
that negative
same,
behavior,
yep.
you know.
Behavior.
But if the instructors and administration is fostering a, you know, positive example, it's going to challenge what they've already been seeing, you know. And they'll start looking like, that's not right, you know, or you know, my mama don't do that, you know, or my grandma don't do that.
Yep.
Because otherwise, they'll never ever know a differentiation, and then they grow up menaces. In society, you know, rude and disrespectful and just, you know, and I've encountered some young ladies like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just rude and disrespectful, don't know how to say excuse me or anything. And will cuss you out if you look at them like, excuse you, you know what I'm saying?
Because that's what they've seen their parents, their mothers do. And unfortunately, you're going to have that
yeah.
where it's just not in the home. I mean, what they see... That's it.
Culture. Yes.
You know, in our culture for sure.
Yes.
That's it. Unfortunately, I mean, there are, I guess, some programs that may have some type of mentorship for young women. And some young girls do glean from outsiders and can be an instrument even for their own parents, or just end up saying, you know, I just don't want to be that way because, you know, they have more influence, you know, maybe from a mentor in school or, you know, wherever. But sometimes, unfortunately, they don't.
Yeah.
You know, because those are the ones that preferably, maybe they can, somebody would be placed in their path that they can reach, that can reach them. You know what I'm saying? Because,
yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah, there are a lot of homes where the parents actually need education themselves. They need to be educated on how
it's true.
How to act.
Yeah, how to behave.
But
how to behave.
How to behave, but some of them don't want to.
And I'm glad you
they
said that.
They don't want
that.
To. They
yes.
I don't need to know how to. This is
yes,
how.
This is me.
So this, you know, but some, to be honest, some kids, they are embarrassed by their parents.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. That's what
they
are
literally
embarrassed.
They are embarrassed, and they do look, they know something that's just not right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know what's right, right, but yeah,
that is
not, but
that
that's
not
right.
Yeah,
because they do go to school and they may see some, you know, some other examples like that's not how we're supposed to act.
Yeah, Yeah.
You know, so some may get it even though their parents are not displaying or they don't see it at home. And then some just, you know, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know,
I want women, all over, you know, especially women in our culture, in our Black culture, I want us to start seeing our position as powerful within our culture.
Yes.
And seeing ourselves as a positive, strong influence that can impact and change the next generation. But if we don't ever see the purpose, you know what I'm saying? You said it. Just because you don't have children don't mean that you don't serve a purpose as a woman.
Right.
The Bible didn't say only your children. It says older teach the younger.
Right, yes.
So that means that your age is really your only qualifying factor, and you're always going to be older than somebody. So we're not talking about after you're 50 years old.
Right.
You know, let the teenagers teach the elementary. Let the college teach the high school. You know, we're supposed to be, but we have to find purpose and what it is that God has, he's gifted us to do this thing, you know? That's why we have to, Titus was saying it, like, do what you were created to do. Be an example. It is our responsibility. We are our sister's keepers. You know, we're supposed to be there to be that example. We can't walk around like, yeah, well, that's not me. That's their mama's job. That's it. No, it's all of our job.
Yes.
We are a community. And if we all start standing for the same thing, it will eventually perpetually change our future generation. But nobody's being the example. And when I say nobody, I'm not being actual.
Right, right.
You know, I'm just no one is being. Who's going to be the example? You know, who's going to teach them how to be homemakers, like Sida said? Because we don't even know how to be homemakers.
Right.
And I'm thinking, like, the generation before us, they did try to teach us.
Mm-hmm. They did.
We just got on some women's lip foolishness, and now we look at homemaking like that's for...
I'm
a career woman. And you can be a career woman, but do you know how to keep your home?
Right. Got to balance that out.
You got to balance that out. Be an example. What else did Timothy say? He says, also teach them to be kind. With our mean selves, just mean and surly. Don't eat.
What you don't speak, and then I walk through school. Trust me, you hear me talk a lot about school. That's my relative thing, and I literally have. I teach them how to speak because I go in and I speak. They can be standing outside, and if I walk up, I say good morning. I can maybe get 2 out of 10 kids. Just say good morning. I say good morning, hello, you speak back.
Wow.
And they say, oh, good morning, Miss Smith.
Well, that's not just kids that work
with people. I mean adults too, but
I work with a whole nationality. I don't think they ever learn to speak to people.
Right, and that's because that's how they were trained.
Because there's no example.
No example.
They don't say nothing. You can kiss them and say good morning.
And they still won't say good morning.
No. Yeah, but I feel we need to start early.
Yeah.
You know, speak. And I do. See, like, I can walk by somebody with a parent and a child, and parent A and their child, good morning. The parents say, good morning. Johnny don't say anything. But I say, you say good morning.
Say good morning.
You speak. Parent B, good morning. The child definitely didn't say anything. The parent barely said anything. And the parent definitely wasn't saying anything to the child to say anything.
Wow.
You know, so... I'm thinking, wow.
And people want to use it. Well, that's cold. That's our culture. No, we are in America.
Yes.
We should be speaking.
That's yes. Right. That's
our greeting is hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
I said at my job. I said, listen, common courtesy.
Courtesy.
If I speak to you, you speak back.
Right.
And I heard it with my kids because you know they are Hispanic. Both of them. Okay. Good morning. Good morning. So now we have a thing. Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Do a little dialogue with them.
And how are you? I'm fine also.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we work in my class.
So you're training them.
But it's not the kids. The adults.
It's the parents.
They just don't. They don't get it. They just look at you like.
It's rude.
So I learned Spanish and I said hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Exactly.
Me too.
If
you don't understand my English.
Hello, they can get you.
Wow. That's really sad, yeah. You know, but we always have to be mindful. We are God has called us to be examples. God has called that. I don't care where we are.
Yes.
You have to be mindful that I can't lose it. I can't slip because some young lady is watching me.
Exactly. We are walking displays.
Come on.
You know, like we have displays in the stores.
The mannequins.
Mannequins
for Christ.
Right. We're literally those mannequins walking around being an example. This is what Christ looks like, everybody.
Yes.
This is what he want us to look like. This is it. You know, is Christ embarrassed?
I need to ask him. He's talking about that for an embarrassment.
Yes.
He's probably covering his eyes.
He's like, oh, God, this is not it.
This is not it.
This is not what I said.
No.
I am so embarrassed.
But you know what? I'm so intrigued by the word of God and how he talks about us, the purposes he's given us in the earth realm. A lot of times we work running around trying to find these big, elaborate purposes. But when the basic purposes, we're not even fulfilling.
We skipped around that.
And I'm thinking, God, I thank you. I take pride in trying to be an example. You know what I'm saying? I want to do what's best.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter and I, we were in the store today, and we frequent a certain place, right? So we're in line, and she says, oh, that one right there, she's really mean. Because we're waiting. Mm-hmm. There's three registers, but one wasn't open. And the one that wasn't open, she was like, she's mean. Every time I come here, she's so mean. And I was like, really? I had never encountered her. I said, well, she said, that was nice, and that was nice all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, yeah. I said, she probably just needs a big old hug. I said, those kind of people, you have to just be extra. Because in my mind, I'm thinking example. You know, I can't be like, well, she better not try me. You know?
Right, exactly.
I had to, you know, let me step up to her register and she'd be mean. No, Mom, I was thinking example, because I already saw the negative perspective,
right.
You know, that was at hand. So I'm like, no, I said, she called me and be like, hello, you know, be very exaggerant, but be kind to her,
right.
You
right.
know, because that kind of stuff, people, listen, I do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Let somebody be mean. I just kill them with so much kindness.
Yep.
Kindness. So that's the example that I was trying to impress upon her at that moment. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just coming back to what I was saying, I'm always excited about walking in that part of my purpose. I never have to be on TV and all over the country and getting down. Look, that's not the impact.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The impact is what kind of example are you being?
Your daily walk.
People don't see how Oprah lives. And I'm not saying she's a bad example, but we'd rather look at that and be like, oh, you know, she's a great example of success for a black woman. But what's her character? Because in Christ, we're talking about character. We're not talking about your levels of
financial
success.
Right.
In Christ, it's about character.
Definitely.
And I'm concerned that as women, we don't take that serious enough. We take it like, you know, well, I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. Yeah, but what are you producing here on the earth?
Yeah, here.
What's your heaven on earth?
Yeah. You here. You're not in heaven.
No.
And so why are you
some
here?
Of our behavior may prohibit us from making it to heaven.
On,
yeah.
While the others aren't, and it will be reversed. Because he says your character
decision.
Wasn't.
No.
And actually theirs were.
Yes. Because what the scripture said, we're supposed to be examples of virtue.
Mm-hmm.
Examples. What is an example?
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be demonstrative of virtue. This is how Christ looks.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, let me finish this scripture. It says, so you teach them to be homemakers, to be kind, and to, this one's about to cause an issue right now. We're going to go here for a minute.
Okay.
And to place themselves under their husband's authority. Lord, I'm going to drop this phone right now. I'm going to drop it.
Next.
You know what I say to that? And we were talking about it earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Some women just need not ever get married.
Yep.
Because here it is. We, whether we like it or not, our place is under the authority of our husbands.
Right.
Period. This is not a, you know, when God gave positions, we're not in equal positions. We're not. Yes, we are walking together. We are supporting each other. There's no suppression. You know, there shouldn't be any suppression or oppression. But I want women to know, single women especially, if you want to get married, Understand, you need to be willing to be totally under the authority of your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, it's no shade against you if you don't want to be under that authority. You don't have to. Don't get married. But you cannot set a bad example to other women because you're saying what you're not going to do, and he can't tell me what to do, and he can't.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the kind of stuff people don't hear in premarital counseling.
Yep.
This is the kind of stuff people don't, you know, they don't want to go there too easily, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a part of our being a woman. If you're going to be a wife,
right,
you got to come under.
Yep. To submit is definitely come under. It's to give over or yield to the power or authority of another.
See there?
Because actually, we submit under our bosses.
Yes.
Definitely, because we got to get paid.
Hey!
Mm-hmm.
Some are insubordinate.
Some are insubordinate and they don't get
paid.
They
get fired. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's the same type of submission. Basically.
Yeah. So, you know, as women, we have to be the example so that we're not compounding negative examples.
Right.
Because now I don't want to submit. So now I got to be rude and disrespectful and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm going to talk to him in any kind of way. You know.
I know.
You've experienced some things.
I have.
You know
and
what I'm saying?
My oldest daughter is my constant reminder that you can't do what you saw.
Yep.
It's not, that's not how.
Because they will repeat the pattern.
Right. That's not how it works. And so when she calls me with a complaint, I always say, okay, remember, you are the wife, he is the husband.
Absolutely.
And you cannot override him without discussing it with him.
Where do we get that from, though? What's wrong with us?
Yeah, and having time when she has tried to override, which caused friction in the house. Which when I get a phone call, When I get the phone call, it's like I'm trying to calm him down. And she gets offended sometimes. She said, I'm always agreeing with him. But I said, that's not I'm agreeing with him, everything he does. What I'm saying is that when you have always discussed this, you can't override him because it's not what you want.
Yeah.
Because I will give you an example. I'm afraid that that just happened today. Yesterday, that showed that because he called me because she was upset.
Yeah.
But like I told him, if you all have sat down and discussed this beforehand, now it doesn't really matter. If she gets upset, she get over it. You just stand by what you said and don't be wishy-washy about it. And don't let her actions cause you to feel bad.
Yeah.
Because y'all discussed it already.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's.
Yeah, y'all are gonna be. You better decide before you get into it.
Choose you this day. What you gonna do? You gonna get married? You gonna stay single?
Make sure you get premarital counseling.
Come see us,
so you can be an example and not an embarrassment.
Listen, definitely, you don't want that.
Yeah.
You don't want to. You know.
God, you just keep repeating the cycles.
The cycles. You know, I saw as I was growing up, I saw different things that I did not want to be like. I said to myself, these types of things I will not implement
mm-hmm.
because they just don't seem right. You know what I'm saying? But some people may embrace those things
mm-hmm.
and feel that they are right.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't want my daughter to ever think that she can be disrespectful, rude. Look, I'm not saying she's going to be a punk, you know?
Right, but you teach
them. But you teach them how to stand in their strength,
right,
yet stay in their position.
Right, exactly.
We get out of position.
Yeah, we're not talking about somebody just, you've been a
doormat.
No,
that's not what submission
is. You have to do these things in order, and decent in order, as the word says.
Yes.
That's just not the church.
Come on, minister. That's not just not the church.
Everybody, they use that for like a church, just being in the church. No, everything, your whole life.
Yes. And women, let's be respectful of ourselves.
Right.
You know, women, we shouldn't be our example of living shouldn't be jumping from relationship to relationship. We were two men. We were three. We were four. We were this one again. We were this one yesterday. We were this one today. Our thought process shouldn't be just publicized all over social media. You know, where one day we're talking about this, one day we're talking about that. I can't stand this. Oh, they almost got cussed out. Oh, you bet. That is not what the heck. What?
Right.
What? What kind of example is that?
Exactly.
Get your butt off of social media.
And then, once again, going back to elementary, I'm talking about kindergarten through fifth grade. You're like 5 to like 10, something like that. Yeah.
Whatever. Young.
The stuff that they actually now are part of Facebook and Instagram and stuff.
That's too young.
And YouTube's. They do the little YouTube-y things.
Yeah.
I've seen
Jesus.
It. And it's getting them in trouble because they're bullying people on YouTube. And now the parent of the other person, get of the other child, has to get involved. And they want to press charges. And that's because of what they're seeing adults do.
Yeah.
And they figure they can get on there
and
say whatever they want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And make these videos, you know, I'm like, no, that should not be in elementary. We should not be having these type of coming in, sitting down with the guidance counselor and possibly the policeman, your resource officer in elementary school because they're bullying people on Facebook.
Because they see their parents bullying.
Because they see this craziness on social media.
Yeah.
And it should not be, especially with believers telling people off.
Come on. Come on.
And telling off, no. Keep your stuff. Take it to Christ.
Come on now.
He said, cast your cares on me, but I care for you.
I care.
Not cast your stuff on Facebook and they're going to help you and they care about you. No. And they're laughing at you. Exactly. They're laughing and talking about you, and you're being an embarrassment and not an example.
But they think they've been.
And then you video and taping this.
Yes, I cannot. I cannot.
Now they got video Facebook. I'm like, no, I don't know if they should have made that.
Yeah, that Facebook Live.
Facebook Live, they need to just cancel that.
You should have to apply for that.
Yes.
They should have to look through all your previous posts.
Before they need to say delete your video don't even make it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Because it's crazy.
It is crazy, and I know people personally. I'm just like, wow. I just don't even comment because I feel like that's not my place. I'm not, you know. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, but I have text some on the side. I promise you, I'm like, you need to
take
that down. Stop.
Take that off and stop it.
Because
that's an embarrassment.
Because I definitely, when my daughter put anything up there,
crazy.
Through that hustler,
get it off.
Yeah.
That's right. That's disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
You don't talk about your relationship.
Baby, they listen to me.
Good. You don't put your relationship out there.
You don't put
your fight and stop being a cyber bully. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you have something you need to say to someone, be mature enough to say it to them.
To them.
To them.
Not to Facebook world.
Not your third world conversation.
Yeah.
Third party conversation.
You're talking
to social media.
Yeah, about somebody.
And you know
and
who I'm talking to. They probably not even on
people it. People just love to da-da-da.
Yeah.
And, you know,
passive-aggressive.
They just need to.
Passive-aggressive behavior.
Okay.
What are we teaching our kids?
Yes, that is not the example.
What are we teaching them?
That's not the example of communication.
No.
Wrong. So wrong.
Put an X on that one.
And then they come to school wondering, don't know how to communicate, do not know how to solve conflict, resolve anything, because they don't know. All they know how to resolve conflict is fighting.
Yeah.
Because that's what they see. Scrap it out, old people.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I've been at my school now for 5 years. We're talking about comparing the
culture,
I've been at my school for 5 years. In the 5 years, I've been there. I have not known of one fight.
Wow.
At that school. Now,
and your school
goes
through what age?
From pre-K
class.
To eighth grade.
See, wow. That's
not one.
That's commendable.
Fight. I heard of, or even seen, I have kids who got in trouble in my, that was like happening in the cafeteria. So question is, what do you do? Oh, I skip class.
Yeah.
Something like that. But no, I have never, it's never been like a fight.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Why are we, we get so animalistic.
Yep. And we wonder why the other races say they're scared of us and say that's how we act.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do.
Yeah.
But you act, you act that way. I say, and I'm black, the same culture, and I say, yes, we, as a people, unfortunately, act that way.
Yeah, we don't have any self-control.
We have no self-control, and I have to tell the little kids, and I tell them just what they think of them.
Mm-hmm.
So stop giving them a reason to say that. Stop proving them correct.
Right. Stop it.
We're doing it on faith. Hey, everybody, we are like animals. Here it is.
Mm-hmm. And we take pride in that.
We take pride. Like, yo, we good animals. This are animals. What the heck?
The ones that's screaming, ooh, you saw that?
Yeah, you saw that. Ooh.
Yeah, we got to stop this.
And when someone does start fighting, I dare them to get up and start screaming and stuff.
Yeah.
I dare them.
Like
don't
in an
you
arena.
Do it.
Don't
yeah.
You do it.
Because now you're involved.
Yes. Because wow. You, yes. Yeah, woo, yes. Yeah. No. Don't even let me hear you talking about somebody talking about they're going to fight. I say, excuse me?
Yeah.
No, go ahead. I listen. I walk around. If I'm in cafeteria duty, I go and I sit and listen right with the girls' conversation.
Because a lot of times it's with the
and
girls.
Yeah, they're talking about
talking, and gossiping, and
what?
Everything Titus says.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Gossiping.
That's what,
talking about each other.
Yeah.
They don't have to, the other culture don't have to talk about us.
No.
We do a very good job ourselves.
And what we have to realize, these things are not innate. These things are learned
behavior.
They
are learned behavior.
We're teaching the generation these things by what we do.
Yeah.
I heard of somebody say, I can't remember who said it, but it may have been my spiritual mom, but said that people don't catch what you say, they catch who you are.
Yeah, who you are.
Which is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You are what you do, not you are what you say.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you're doing, that's who you really are. I don't care what you're saying. So people are going to catch what you are doing. Versus you could say all the right stuff, but if you're over on the left side doing stuff, doing the direct opposite, mm-hmm. They're going to catch what you're doing. Not what you're saying to them.
Yep. So we just got to learn how to have basically self-control.
Yeah.
In situations, and we need to have a conflict resolution type class for people.
That's because, a good thing to do.
Yeah, because we just really don't know how to handle conflict.
Yeah, we don't.
We do not know. The other cultures, they're taught how to communicate. Even as little kids.
They may not get the best discipline, but they taught
right.
How to communicate.
Right.
Yeah.
They are taught how to communicate.
Yeah. From little.
From little. I, you know.
Seen it because our kids
yeah.
Went to school with them.
Yes.
Very little.
We are taught to fight. That's our communication.
That is how we talk. We're going to handle
yeah.
This with our fists.
We're going to handle it with our fists and our necks
and now with our
and
guns.
Our eyes rolling.
Yeah. And now with our guns.
Mm-hmm. And nobody's listening to anybody. And I make them talk to each other.
That's good.
I grab the
See,
two.
So you've
yeah.
Been an example.
I mean,
I make them talk. Yeah, let's
talk
this out.
Apologize.
Exactly.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
See, look at our instructors. Thank God for good instructors.
And they'll come to me, Ms. Smith. Now I didn't say anything to her. She came to me and told me I'm a thot. Yeah.
Wait a
told
minute.
Me I'm a thot. I didn't say nothing to
I'm
her.
What?
A thot. Yeah, that's a thot. I didn't say none of her. Okay, let's calm down. I said, we're going to talk this out. Go tell Mary to come here. I bring Mary and Jane together. Now, because Jane only told part of the story. Mary mm-hmm. Going to tell me the rest of the story.
Right.
Why she called
right.
Jane a thought.
Yeah.
Which she was still wrong.
Right.
And we talk this out, and I have them stand right in front of each other.
Good.
And let them know, black young ladies, this is not what black young girls do.
Come on. We're supposed to esteem
We're
each
supposed
other.
To help each other,
yes.
Talk to each other correctly, and encourage each other. If we have a problem, we talk this out.
That's right.
If you can't solve it between you two, you go find an adult and talk it out. We have a great guidance counselor.
Yeah.
So, and we have other teachers that can help you. But this, we're not doing this.
That's good.
And I'm like, because I'm sick and tired of seeing our young black girls
yeah.
Go through this. And why? Why?
Because we're not.
And the other cultures, you go over there and look at little Sandy.
you know, and just, I said, yeah.
And they're having a full-fledged conversation about
conversation.
Yeah, you hurt my feelings.
Yeah, because, you know, you slapped me on my finger, and I didn't like that. That made me feel really bad, Sandy.
No, we like, you slapped me on my finger. That's why I slapped you in your
face.
And
I slapped you in your face. You know, I'm thinking, no.
God help us, Jesus.
No, that's not it.
We have to do better.
Yeah, we have to.
Stop being an embarrassment. And I wanted to say another thing. And I can our ladies stop? Listen, this is not throwing anything negative at anybody. So I hope any of our listeners are not taking this personally. I'm not talking about anybody in particular. But if it rubs your toe, just listen. All these multiple fathers, all these multiple pregnancies by different fathers, that is not a good example. It's not a good example for child A, child B, child C and D, and all of them have different fathers. What kind of example are you showing to your children? When child A sees child B come and it's a different daddy, what are you saying to that child A? When child C comes, you know, what are you saying to child A and B? And it's a perpetual cycle. And it happens that I'm not saying our community is the only community that happens in, but my community is the only community I know.
Right.
I can't speak about other communities, but I grew up in a community, you know, that I could have been a part of that whole statistic. You know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking, what kind of example are we leaving? No one should have to tell you that. No one should have to, and don't get defensive. Just start being a better example for your children.
Well, what's amazing is that when I talk to some people, and they say, how many kids you have? I say, five. If they're from the same
woman. Yeah, shocked that they're all from the same woman.
The same woman? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah.
That's sad when that's the question.
That's the
all
question.
Your kids have the same daddy? Yeah, my husband. You know? And I'm not even talking about out of wedlock. I'm just saying, don't be having multiple partners, multiple children, multiple fathers, because that is not a good example. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is.
Whether we want to address it or not, that is these are things that we need to be addressing within our community. So that we can put a halt to some of these things and start making some changes for a stronger generation. Growing up, you know, our generation growing up, our parents were parents to the same set of parents to the same set of children.
Yep.
And it just digressed as the generations went down. So now in our generation, you got two daddies. In the next generation, they got about four. You know, in the next generation, you know, Jesus, by the time they get a few more generations down, what? Just have a baby with everybody you come in contact with? You know, come on. These are lies. These are lies. God has created woman to be able to bring to birth. To bring a new creature into the earth realm with the intents and purposes of raising in the fear of the Lord.
Right. That was the purpose.
That's the purpose. Not just
to be
popping babies.
The earth?
No.
That was just flourish the earth. No.
No.
Animals do that.
No. We're supposed to prosper the earth.
Yeah, just.
And we got to start being greater examples. I want my black sisters to start being strong examples. I really do. And I'm not saying that we're not. We have a lot of strong examples out there right now. But we need 100% participation.
Right. We need to flood it out more.
We need more.
So,
we need more.
So it looks less.
Right.
On the other side.
Right.
Because other cultures, we may not see it. It's
there.
It's there.
But we're not in there.
Right, but...
And they're not the ones being broadcasted.
Exactly.
They're not the ones that are being, put out on spotlight.
Yes,
we do.
We are.
They could be doing the same thing we're doing,
right.
But the minute we do it, it's frontline news. You know what I'm saying? And because we know this, on top of knowing, ultimately,
right.
That God says, be an example. What's up? Come on.
Just can't get one.
We got to do better. We got to do better, guys. That's all I'm saying. So, you know, I hope nobody took anything that was said tonight personally. you know, we just really are here to empower and touch on some topics that you're just not going to hear on a regular basis, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But black women, rise up.
Rise.
Stand up and be the strong, godly examples that God has called us to be. All women, rise up and be a strong and godly example, you know, as God has called us to be. But like I said, we want to target our sisters tonight, and we want to stop being an embarrassment. Let's start being great examples.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, we are a village. We're all examples to all of our children, all of our daughters, all of our little sisters.
Mm-hmm.
That's who we are. And we have to start taking and embracing this role as something powerful, something purposeful, something that God intended for us to be. And when you realize that, you won't have a problem working on yourself to be the best example that you can possibly be for Christ. So that's a wrap for us on tonight. We hope that you have gained some insight. We hope that it has sparked you in some kind of way. Come on. Nobody's perfect, but we all can be positive examples. And all it requires is putting a little work and a little effort into being conscious, cautious, and continuously working on yourself. Right?
Yes.
So on that note, we're going to pray and get on out of here, right?
Yep.
All right. Go ahead, Wendy.
It's me.
It's you. It's on you, girl.
Okay. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity and this time to share what you've placed on our hearts to share. And we pray that people's ears and hearts were open to receive and have gathered something great out of it, and that we as women can be better examples.
Yes.
That we can even work harder and, you know, work on ourselves, God. Show us and show us who you want us to be for others to be even better.
Yes.
So, God, we thank you, God, that we will also understand the power and the position that you've given women and the purpose that you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing through and for us as women here on earth. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you guys once again for joining us. We hope that you have gotten the point. We will see you we'll hear you.
You'll
hear us, actually. Yeah. Next Tuesday, 9 p.m.
You can see us.
But you can see us on Afterthoughts Facebook. We're going live in about 2 minutes. So go ahead and join us really quick so we can give you some afterthoughts. And share it. Share this episode. It is archived. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful evening and a blessed remainder of the week.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.